Good afternoon, everybody. Good evening, mostly. Welcome to the Town of Daniel Council Meeting, Monday, August 5th, 2024, 6 o'clock p.m., Wasatch County Services Building, Conference Room B, 55 South, 500 East, Heber City, Utah. And appreciate all of you being here tonight. It's good to see all of you. We'll go ahead and start with agenda item number one, which is public comment. And so if you have any public comment, if you'll come up to the podium there, state your name, and we'll listen to what you have to say.
I am Lynn Schinderling. I would just like to make a request on the formal record for the council minutes being posted on our website. It's discussed month after month, and we're told they're going to be there. There's nothing on the Planning Commission this entire year of 2024. Planning Commission, Town Council minutes are supposed to be posted within 10 days after their approval by the council, and I would appreciate those having those done. The last 2 months, this being the third, I hope not, have not even had the electronic recording of the meeting up on the website. We don't know what's going on here. So I am here because I want to know what's going on. There are a few items of interest to me on the agenda, but I would like to make that request that they be posted. Otherwise, I can do a grammar request and require that she make printed copies and send them to me. It's just abhorrent that they're not there.
Thank you. Anybody else? So, I don't know how to go about this, but I want to address the comment that you just made right there. And I'm hoping that we can do that in this public comment section, because it's not an agenda item. We're having a discussion. Turn some time over to Eric, and I'm going to have Eric explain how you find the minutes and where they're at, because they're all posted. Everything's all the audio, all of the town minutes, with the exceptions of June and July, because we weren't able to approve those last month. But I've gotten on the website. I've seen them. I've seen them on the website. I've seen the audio. I've seen the town minutes. And so in a meeting that we were in last week, I made sure that two other people could pull them up besides me, so that I wasn't just saying what I'm going to say, what I said.
Is this the Daniel Town website or the public notice website?
This is the Daniel. Go ahead, Eric.
Daniel Town website is the one Scott called me and I brought it right up on the computer. But instead of going up in the agendas, you have to drop down to the Planning Commission and those minutes. Same on council, you have to drop to council and then hit those. Then there's a little, I don't know what they call it. Anyway, it's a link below the permalink. And if you hit that, they open.
Go through those steps again. So you hit Town Council.
Town Council, minutes. Hit that and then drop to the bottom of the page. There's a permalink there. Right below it, there's three icons, Facebook. I can't remember what the other two are, but right below there, there's an icon. If you click on that, they'll open. They'll load onto your computer from that point.
Has that always been the case as to how people can get to those minutes? Or why would Lynn not know that?
No, that changed. That changed I believe it was Chrome or Safari, one of them updated, and they put that in so people could go in and make changes on it. So it's a security thing we have no control over. But it loads them a little different.
Can we put an asterisk or something in there that would basically direct the common public to know how to pull those minutes up? Because apparently there's some confusion.
Yeah. Yeah, and they are also on the public notice website. So June's not there. June is not there.
Right.
But
So I'm, and I hate to even state this, but I'm kind of a computer illiterate guy. I had to have my daughter get on there with me, and we kind of had to work through it and get it pulled up. Now, we've had this conversation multiple times in here since I've become the mayor, and I have spoken to Chris Anderson, who is our town IT guy. I've discussed this with him just last week, and asked him if there wasn't a way that we could make this simpler for everybody. Like I say, I use my daughter to help me to navigate the website. I think the website is a bit outdated, to be honest with you. And so in my conversations with Chris, we're going to see what we can do to make this a little bit easier for everybody, and we may have to overhaul the website a little bit in order to do this. And so I hope that's a good enough explanation tonight in public comment. It's not an agenda item. We can make it an agenda item and discuss it at another time. But all of the comments and everything that I'm receiving, I take that very seriously. And I think that the town needs to do a little bit of work in order to simplify it, but everything's there and has been there for quite a while.
Okay, can I ask you, you said it's also on the public notice website, but when I get on there, go down to municipality, Daniel, town council, and planning commission, it has the date and says no attachments. All that's there is the agenda.
Oh, I don't know if the minutes are on there or not. I know that I get the notice when the agenda gets posted.
Okay. The minutes are not there.
Okay. Yeah. So the audio is there, though. I did go on there to get my audio. The public notice website.
They, not since several months ago.
Because they actually, on that website, actually tracks when it's posted.
It does.
And so, like, May was done 4 days after the meeting. And it gives you the time at 8:06 p.m. is when it was posted.
I'll check that for May, but I, there again, June and July, audio aren't there, and I couldn't find
right.
it on the Daniel, but now.
Yeah, we know June and July are not there.
Okay.
We was getting new computers set up and everything in the office, and so all that will get straightened out. But I also did move, I had a hard time explaining to people how to get to the general plan, so I had Chris move that too. That should be easier when you click on that. You shouldn't have to go to the permalink. You should just open that now. So we did change that. The affordable housing component, there were three documents that I had him load on that page. So it's just easier to navigate because it's just a pain to drill down through that. So, but it is, I mean, we don't have full-time IT guys, so it takes a while to get everything about where it's got to go.
But. I appreciate it.
And I appreciate your comments, by the way, too. I want you to know that, and I take all that serious. And if you have any other questions, please feel free to call. Okay? So I'll ask one more time. Public comment. Any more public comment? Okay. Let's go to agenda item number two. Agenda item number two is Resolution DO 2024.08.05 adoption of the final 2024-2025 Town of Daniel budget. So, have you guys got copies in front of you of the town budget?
I can give it to them.
Give them a couple of copies so they can look at that.
Gary also requested the water, like the amortization for the water bonds.
It's not on here, right?
No, it's a separate report in the back. They did not put it on.
Okay.
Mary, you want to look at that?
No, I've got one here. I've got one here.
That's the first reading, right? Four pages.
So I just tidied it up. But it's... Do you have all of them?
Yeah, I'll see.
Here, do you need another one, Scott?
I just want to read the resolution papers. I'm going to read the...
Okay.
Hey, who else wants the...
I've seen all that. I've got a copy of that on my phone.
Everything is exactly the way we looked in June and July, except the... state had already set our tax rate, which is why we're not having a truth and taxation meeting. And it was kind of what we wanted to budget anyway, so.
So was the sales tax actually down 20,000 below the 23?
No, I don't know that everything's been entered in now, because we haven't closed out the year. We haven't closed it.
I guess we haven't closed out the year?
No, because we have to approve the final budget completely, and then that will be...
Sure, do you know? I do know on the sales tax, we did get 3 months worth in 1 month, because for some reason the state didn't send it, and then they got, we got...
They delayed sending?
Well, I think there was a few things. And that was just happening, just a lot of shit. So it wouldn't be on last year.
So for the revenues, we just know it's the expenses that carry over each other, accrual. But the revenues, we should have.
We should have a number on that. We should, those two things should have last year.
But our meeting was on July 1st, and so things were still coming in.
Yeah.
For, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And we were still getting stuff from the state, stuff from the county. Next month, I'll have an operational report that will show all their percentages. I just couldn't have that done today. I didn't have any knowledge about how to do a truth in taxation, and I spent a lot of time trying to get a hold of Joey, never could, and then spending a lot of time with the people at the state tax commission figuring it out. So,
see ya.
You guys.
Just quick question, thought just got right over my head, but our administrative engineering services and stuff voided it.
Are the what?
Administrative engineering services.
Mm-hmm.
Has gone up quite a bit. Is there increased building? What's
it's permit?
Know?
It's permitting.
Increased permitting.
Yeah. For in the general fund, in the water funds. In the water funds is something else.
So I know that, you know, I know we're not, and I applaud that, we're not seeing our engineer here at this meeting to help us answer questions as to why that is, but I'm assuming that you and the mayor and Eric know why that's not so much higher.
Yeah, just like you said, we've had a lot of meetings with the engineers. We have some projects that are boiling, so.
So when we have the actuals for 2024, are we going to see that the building permits revenue is up to match that?
Yes, you will.
You will, yeah. We have some couple of commercial projects that are really going to boost that. Those are going from RA5 fields to commercial with buildings, so. At least we hope.
Any other question? More on this?
What's the sewer and the repair and maintenance cost? What's all that for?
The sewer and maintenance repair
right
cost?
Right here on item number 6451.
Have me a copy of that, Kim, will you?
Sure. For Storm Haven?
Yeah.
6451.
What did we do up there last year?
This is your budget here for this year.
This is.
So we put $5,000 in there in the budget.
That's because we have to do the testing.
Right.
And we have to, what do they call that?
Well, on the sewer, we got it.
What I'm looking at is pumping costs or whatever.
Right.
So did we budget enough for that, you think?
So that's our best guess. We didn't have to do it last year. So.
But pretty sure this year.
I'm pretty sure we will too.
Okay, that's what I would want.
We do have that to spell.
Knock on wood, we didn't have to repair anything this year on that.
We did have some repairs up in Storm Haven all this last year on the water system.
On the water.
We had a water leak up there that we had to repair up there. So that's I get it. That's a different year than what we're talking about right now.
Right.
Lisa's letters weren't good. We didn't have to fix any sewer line.
Right. Okay, anything else on that? As far as adoption of the 2024-2025 county annual budget. Kim, will you give me that resolution page right there to read?
Yep. I've got, let's see. So there's the resolution and the, and here's the pages. Did everybody else get the resolutions? There should be two pages, a resolution and an ordinance.
I didn't see one in my bag. It's one, sorry.
Another.
Okay, just leave it. Okay, so I'm going to call for a vote. Call for a
motion.
Call for a motion, not call for a vote. Go ahead.
Are you going to read the reading?
Well, after the motion is made to approve it, then I'll.
Why don't you read it first?
Okay, I'll read it. You go. Okay, resolution number DO 2024-08-05, Town of Daniel, Utah, municipal resolution. Approval date, August 5th, 2024. Effective date, August 5th, 2024. The short title of this resolution, approving the Town of Daniel General Operations Budget, Water Enterprise Budget, and Storm Haven Water Budget for the fiscal year 2024-2025. The purpose of this resolution is to approve and adopt the budgets presented in the public hearing on June 3rd, 2023. Resolution. Whereas the legislative body of the Town of Daniel, a political subdivision of the state of Utah, having reviewed, considered, and adopted budgets prepared by the budget officer of the Town of Daniel, has held a public hearing for public comment prior to the final budget adoption. The tentative budgets were available for public inspection. The public hearing was properly noticed and public comment was solicited and considered. Be it resolved, accepted, and approved by the governing legislative body, of the town of Daniel, that the town of Daniel, a political subdivision of the state of Utah, hereby adopts these budgets for the fiscal year July 1, 2024 through June 30, 2025. A copy of the budgets are attached.
I move to approve resolution BO 2024-08-5, poll authorized.
Okay, do I have a, I'll call for a second.
Second.
So there's a resolution, I think.
Call for a vote.
So they probably need to change.
Walton, yes.
Change that.
Can you change, I forgot to change it to an ordinance instead of a resolution, if you can just cross that out.
Yeah.
On the.
Everything you said except ordinance, it needs to say ordinance.
Yeah.
Instead of resolution.
Yeah, I'll change it, and then, I think it says DO on your, it says DO on the vote sheet.
Just the title.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay, thanks, Eric.
Good work.
Okay, so we have an amended motion, do we have a second on the amended motion?
Second.
Okay, call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Pearson, yes.
Eric Kohler, may I make a request of the clerk, when you post the electronic copy of the budget, please don't write the watermark on approved, because it covers up numbers that then you can't read. The budget doesn't need to contain the approval stamp like the minutes.
Okay, I don't think this one does.
No, it doesn't. Lying on the computer, if I want to print it out later.
Oh, okay.
Don't put that on there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to agenda item number 3, which is DR 2024.08.05, approval of the certified tax rate.
You need to. Perfect. Thank you.
They're sending me the real form, but I wanted you to show you that this is what the state has. This is what I was after all month. So that's what it will be, and if we pass the resolution, then Scott just has to sign the document. But I couldn't get anybody to send me the document, so that's what I could print out.
Kim, do I have the resolution for that?
You do. There were two. There were. It looks like this, Scott. I just put resolution on the top.
Okay.
I wanted you guys to see that's the certified tax rate. The certified tax rate will be 0.000291, which the state estimated just shy of $53,000, and that's why they told me that that would be the appropriate thing to put in our budget.
So, how do I read that?
You just read in the tax rate.
Okay.
This is just.
So,
and what they have is budgeted revenue for us.
Right.
And they told me it was fine to just round it up to 53,000.
Okay. So, have you guys seen a copy of this? Does anybody want to see a copy of it?
I didn't see a copy, but we all have received our notice of property tax evaluation, and it is 000291.
Okay.
So, you've seen that.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So, what's an increase?
$3,000.
$53,000. An increase over last.
We originally wanted to approve $50,000, but then it was going to cost us about $6,000 to raise $5,000. So I started investigating, like, what we had to do for the truth and taxation. We have, we discussed having a public hearing and everything, and when I talked to the state, they're like, you don't need to have one. This is what we already have entered from you. I guess Joey entered that in June, but I've been trying to get a hold of her for 2 months, so I had no idea. Yeah. Well, she has an assistant now, and it's an election year, so I wasn't going to give her a bunch of grief. But the, and then everybody from the state takes the month of July off. Nice. But anyway, that's what was to come up with. They thought it was a waste of time and money to have a truth in taxation. And if we want to do it for next year, they said to contact them in like April. So I was given directions. I'd never done anything like that before, so I didn't really have any training on that. I did a lot of research, watched a lot of videos, went through a bunch of CURA handouts to find out what I had to do. So.
Okay, so any questions about this? If not, I'm going to call for a motion about the certified tax rate.
That's also what they emailed Scott, so we all got the same information.
Okay.
Well, is this the number?
Yeah. Yeah, DR means Daniel Resolution.
Yeah. Okay.
I did call for a motion.
I would make a motion that we accept the tax rate EK2024-08-05 as a certified tax rate for the town of Canyon. That's it.
Okay. That's just to clarify, that's DR, not DK.
No, it's DR, sorry.
Gary said
well,
DK.
Well,
in the motion, it's DR. So we have a first. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Yes. Pearson, yes.
Okay. Let's go to agenda item number four. Agenda item number four is set a public hearing for the adoption of the Town of Daniel zoning map. And we'll, if there's any questions or any comment about that, we'll address that right now. If you have a question, we'll have Eric answer. or me, if I can. So.
Can I make a comment on the record that
yep.
we have had a Town of Daniel zoning map adopted since the beginning of the incorporation? Every annexation has been approved by the Lieutenant Governor's office, including zoning. And so each time we changed the map, we adopted the new zoning map. So we're readopting with just a few minor changes. Is that correct? There may be a commercial zone that perhaps hasn't been indicated on the zoning map properly, but no zoning has taken place without the express approval and request of the property owner. So I see this not as the adoption of the zoning map, but the readoption of the zoning map.
Our lawyer advised us not to put that.
Not to what?
Put readoption.
not to readopt. But I'm just saying.
No, to, but that was.
In my opinion.
No, that's fine, but I'm just saying, that was the wording she told us we should use.
I understand, but we have always adopted a zoning map.
Agreed.
Is that correct?
Agreed.
Yes. And so we're just updating at this point.
Correct.
And it's been in place for, well, since the beginning of the incorporation.
Okay, any other comments or questions?
Seems like we discussed the importance of letting everybody in the town know what zone they're in, that kind of idea for future purposes. Do we have a plan for doing that if and when this is adopted, the map is adopted?
Well, that's what this public hearing is about.
But at that point, will it be sent out to everybody? Will, you know what I mean?
The notice will.
Do we not care?
The notice will go out in the paper. We'll do all the noticing that's required by law as soon as that's set, and then that's how.
Then it's adopted.
So this, just to kind of answer your question, you can see the map, the zone map on the computer, right?
Yes.
Like if the public wanted to go look and see what zone they were in, they can access this on the town website. Now, do I think that we need to do a little bit better job maybe communicating this to the town and to the public? Yes. And we'll try to do that. But everybody has the ability to pull the zone map up and see what zones they're in the town of Daniel. So, I hope that helps you.
Yeah, it just seems like some of our prior discussions, things came up where people felt like they were unsure where they were. We had all that in place, but we needed to communicate to them anyway. So I'm just wondering if we need to do that, or if we don't, that's fine.
Well, I think it always is good to be proactive.
Ardura is creating a new zone map for us because we've also made some changes, but Ryan's been on vacation and Amelia's on vacation right now, where I'm sure he would address that. But I'm supposed to get a copy of that, and if you would like me to post that, then I'm happy to do so. So if that, you know, helps, and we can put it out on Facebook, we can do all of that. But the lawyer told us that it was better to say adopting instead of readopting. So that's the language that will be used, even though it's more like updating.
So is the latest zoning map on the website now? I'm trying to look it up, but.
Yes, it is on the website.
The latest one.
It's hard on your
phone.
I can't do it on my phone either.
I can't see the whole.
And what I see in my office is different than what you guys see, which makes it confusing. But we're getting a new,
right,
a whole new, more interactive, easier to navigate, more searchable website. We once I have some bids for who will do that, and Aaron has recommended one person, but we need to put that out for bid because it's going to be a lot of work to transfer all that information over.
But the latest map's on here is what?
It is.
It is.
Yeah, and regardless of what's on the internet or in her office, the official zoning map is the one that's signed by the mayor and resides in the planning office. Our code's very clear about that. So.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yep, no, it's all good.
And there is a map in the town office residing right there on the wall, so.
Which is the latest version, and that was done when I first started because we had made some changes.
Okay, awesome, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, let's all call for a motion.
Did you set a date?
When were we setting the date?
Yeah.
September 9th is our next town council meeting. This will be discussed August 21st in the planning commission.
So August 21st, it'll be discussed in the planning commission, and it'll come up before the town council on September the, what'd you say, 5th?
9th.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's Labor Day weekend.
So I just pulled up the Danieltown annexation boundary. It says 2026?
So that annexation boundary is different than the zoning map?
Different than the zoning map. Oh, geez. Okay, great. Thank you.
I just pulled it up. It comes up.
That's our future annexation area.
Okay.
So, yeah, all you're doing tonight is setting the public hearing.
Right. I understand. Which is going to be during the Planning Commission meeting this month.
Well, you'll see it on August 21st, the Planning Commission.
Okay.
We'll see the public hearing on September the 9th.
Got it. Thanks for clarification.
The Planning Commission will make a recommendation or send concerns.
Got it.
I move to set a public hearing for the adoption of the Danieltown zoning map for September 9th.
The public hearing?
Public hearing.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Pearson, yes.
Okay. Let's go to agenda item number five. Agenda item number five is set a public hearing for the TH land zone change application. And we're going to have that public hearing on
September 9th.
September 9th.
Also.
September 9th is going to be a busy day.
Is there an address for that zone change request?
Yeah, it's at the top of Little Sweden.
There's not an address assigned to that parcel yet.
Because they're splitting it up and
it's in subdivision, so the county hasn't assigned an address yet.
The top of Little Sweden, you mean on the
16,
side of the
it's
side?
Like 16.
It's on the north side of Little Sweden.
Yeah.
On the what? North side of the street.
Yeah, you'll see the public notice.
Close.
On Wednesday.
It's next door to Jeremy Kiel's, if that helps.
Okay.
That's an official address. Next door to Jeremy Kiel.
That's very official.
I'm in the ballpark now.
Yeah, they're right hoping side. To do a little over 10 acres that also is adjacent to.
But that won't be included in
40th.
The zone change. The zone change is back against the highway. That parcel runs all the way to Highway 40.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions?
And this has also been before the Planning Commission?
It will be before the Planning Commission.
Before the Planning Commission.
Yeah, it has been before them, and they're working through the last of the issues.
So it goes to the Planning Commission on the 21st?
Yes.
We see it September 9th?
Yes. For a public hearing.
It hasn't been before the Planning Commission in a preliminary form, or has it?
It has been. The subdivision plat was approved. It went to the county. They found something wrong with the Mylar, so we're just shifting through that as this. Zone changes running simultaneously with that.
They have not returned the Mylar to Ardura, so we may have to continue it, and Gary Wade is aware of this.
Okay, so any other comments? I'll call for a motion.
Motion to set a public hearing for the TH land zone change application. Our next meeting, September 9th, 2024.
Okay. Call for a second.
Second.
Okay. Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go to agenda item number six, business license renewals. We have two business license renewals. We have CMC Cement Plant, and we have, I'll just go ahead and read that real quick. So many of you are aware, CMC Ready Mix, physical address 2399 South 390 West, Daniel, Utah 8432. Mailing address is 151 East 1750 North, Suite A in Vineyard, Utah. the nature of their business is concrete, ready mix. We have no formal written complaints against CMC. I'll state it that way. And so the Town Planning Commission recommends approval of the CMC Concrete and the Bush Family Farms business license. And I'll read the Bush Family Farm business license in right now. Bush Family Farms, Jenna Bush, 4611 South Cold Lane, Heber City, Utah, 84032. The nature of her business is a farm, and we have no complaints against them either. So, if there's not any questions or any comments, I'll call for a motion.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Those trucks that go in, they're questionable driving in to driving through that parcel. What is it? Can't remember the guy's name. What? It's called
Scott Keel.
Scott
Keel, yes. Okay, so there's I always hear people talking about trucks that are driving through there off Daniels Road that shouldn't be. Is there, like, how do we know which one should be going through and which one shouldn't be going through? Like, when I'm coming down the road and I'm following three dump trucks and they all hang a right and turn into the Keel property and then head back to the cement plant. Is there a way to tell which?
There's no access from the Keel property to the cement plant.
There isn't. That's the Keel property. There.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and just to answer your question, part of your question, last week the Keels allowed Kilgore Construction to dump a bunch of rotomill in their property, and so they didn't talk to anybody. They just told them they could do it, and they dumped quite a bit of rotomill back in there.
Those are the trucks I was following.
Yep. So I will tell you this, and with almost 100% certainty, I've had multiple conversations with Todd Cusick and with Taylor down there to CMC, and the only time that a CMC truck will be driving on Daniel Road is if they're delivering concrete. We did have somebody call. They saw a CMC truck coming up 3000 South off of the highway. I was called. I called Todd Cusick. Todd Cusick talked to the driver and told him if he ever did it again, he was getting fired. And so all of your CMC trucks, most of them, I'm not saying that they've quit, because I've seen a very large increase of traffic in the town of Daniel from every trucking company. I mean, Witz and Kilgore and Keel, and it's everybody's hitting it pretty hard right now. But everything that I've seen, Todd has held to his word and is bringing everything through the roundabout on Airport Road and accessing CMC Rock batch plant off of Airport Road. So I'm pretty confident when I say that about them. So any other comments or concerns?
On the Bush Family Farms, what does the Board of Health require them to do? Do they require anything on a yearly basis, or how is that?
Nope.
They don't require nothing.
Nothing.
Once they pass inspection, they're good to go, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Where do they farm?
They just have a little shop there. They want to sell what they grow in their apples and anything they grow on site, and they want to be able to market. And so, but they just barely plant a tree, so it'll be a few years before.
Or there's any selling going on.
But there is no requirement that they meet the health department standards. Any time once they get the permit to do
nope.
that. Okay.
Okay. Any other comments? I'll call, oh, Lisa, sorry.
Sorry. Regarding the Bush Family Farms, they have allowed some noxious weeds to kind of get out of control. So that's just my two cents on that.
Is that on the roadway? Is that on their property?
It's on their property.
Okay.
Did you say noxious?
Noxious. And it's extreme.
It is?
Yeah. That is against the law, right?
Yes.
Just my two cents. They're great people. Love the Bush Family Farms.
Thank you. For a second, what was that? You said it's against the law to allow noxious weeds to grow on your property?
Correct.
What is considered a noxious weed?
Dandelions.
No, these are this.
This is.
Lock me up.
You can go on the county and they got a whole list of what they are.
If you step on one, you're getting cut up.
There's like 31 in the state of Utah that we have on our list.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's illegal?
Yes.
Damn.
Better go and check my yard. Okay. I'm going to call for a motion, if that's all right. I'll call for a motion.
For both applications?
Yep.
I would make a motion that we accept the renewal business license application for CMC Ready Mix and also the Bush Family Farms as of this date.
Okay. Call for a second.
Second.
Call for a vote.
Wong, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Pearson, yes. Okay, thank you. Let's go to council reports. Agenda item number 7. Robin, we'll start with you.
Okay, I attended the interlocal meeting this last month. Much of the discussion centered around the Olympics and affordable housing. The Olympics, obviously 10 years away, but I think there's going to be a move afoot to try to form some planning teams and planning committees to begin to assess how Wasatch and Summit County will respond. But affordable housing has long been and continues to be a major issue in our county and in Summit County. And this is my opinion that kind of when Summit County sneezes, we get the cold. I was the original former, or on the, I was led the charge to form the original housing authority for Wasatch County. And we became very aggressive many, many years ago in terms of asking developers and others like Habitat for Humanity and Self-Help Housing and all those programs to be very active in Wasatch County and has been for almost three decades. Summit County, on the other hand, has not been so proactive and has not been as aggressive. But in this meeting, they had their consultant, who was from Colorado, report on an overall analysis of affordable housing in these two counties. And there's a lot of finger pointing and other kinds of things going on, but suffice it to say that the suggestion was made that if we were truly going to make a real dent in affordable housing for people like school teachers and law enforcement officers and public safety personnel, core public service delivery people, we needed to somehow underwrite or subsidize a reasonable house to the tune of about $400,000. And that subsidy would, they suggested openly that it should come in the form of some type of a tax assessment that Wasatch County residents would assess themselves to cover that cost. We have in our county, you can see a lot of different varieties of what we might call affordable housing, all of which is not very affordable. And so the school district in particular, probably a third of the school teachers in our county commute from someplace else into Wasatch County because they can't afford to live here. But there were representatives from the two school districts there, but I guess I tell you this mostly just to make you aware that our county officials and residents of probably mostly Heber and Midway are being asked to step up in a big way to provide more affordable housing because such a high percentage of the people who work in our restaurants and serve food here or do whatever do not live here, can't afford to live here. And so that's making it more difficult for every business owner to be able to survive, keep employees to carry on business. And so affordable housing, you're going to see, is going to become an issue that's going to be possibly on a ballot that we may see in the near future as to what in reality we can do to build housing that's truly affordable. That's the end of my report.
I have a question, please.
Sure.
Working with the fire district, we were told that Heber City is considering building affordable housing right next to the new fire station. Did that come up at all?
It did not, but what did come up is that we have built a lot of affordable housing in this county. Self-help housing,
right.
Habitat for Humanity housing, and even communities giving employees signing bonuses to be able to apply and qualify for affordable housing. The problem is keeping that housing affordable.
Right, without a...
Because that person decides, okay, I'm going to move on up and try to improve my status in life, and that house then now becomes non-affordable. And so what was discussed in that meeting is a deed lock that once public funds have been used to achieve affordability in some capacity, that house remains perpetually affordable, so that whoever sells that house doesn't get a windfall as housing prices go up. And we then have put a lot of money into affordability that never exists now. So there's a lot of discussion about that. And believe it or not, it's really comes to the core and heart of this community. We have such a high percentage of our workers that leave this community every single day. And because of that, money that otherwise would be available to public entities to stimulate and do other kinds of things is unfortunately not here to the percentage that Wasatch County needs it.
Well, this housing that I was speaking of, I think, would remain government-owned. And also MIDA was going to do the same thing. And I think they were talking about 100 apartments or something.
You know,
but they would be earmarked for county employees.
I asked for an accounting of indeed how many housing units in Summit County are affordable and how many units in Wasatch County have been affordable. When we first built the Wing Point, for example, 70% of the people who lived in Wing Point were Anglos, I guess that's the best way to put it. Today, 98% of the people who live in Wing Point are Hispanic. And I, don't get me wrong, I love those people. But what we see happening is multiple families living in small dwellings just to be able to achieve affordability. The Keel home over here, I count 9 vehicles parked outside that home, and I'm almost positive all of those vehicles are assigned to a separate survey. Now that's our response to affordability. That is not occurring in Summit County, I can here tell you. And then if you were to check to see what percentage of the students in our school district are Hispanic versus the percentage of students that are in the Summit County School District, you would be informed. Which basically says somebody is doing the heavy lifting and somebody else is sitting on the sideline. That's my opinion.
Well, a lot of people are opening their basements and renting rooms and so they can afford their own mortgages as well. It's going to remain a big problem.
It is going to increasingly become more and more difficult to live here. And that's a sad commentary for our children who went to high school here and try to stay here but can't. But with that, I need to exit stage right.
Can I say one thing for you to pass on to them?
Yes.
There definitely is a problem. There's got to be ideas besides raising our taxes.
Well, exactly. Putting the monkey on the shoulders of our taxpayers, who already are homeowners, pay a disproportionate share of taxes in Wasatch County compared to what you would see in a normal metropolitan county, because we don't have a whole lot of industry. And we just, the homeowners are carrying their share of the load and then some. And it's got to be a serious problem.
Robin, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your talk. Okay, Eric.
Got my blood pressure up on that. So. I don't think I have anything else. Go ahead.
So the only thing that I really have to report on at the present time is in regards to day of service 9/11. I had an individual reach out to me. I may have commented on this last time. We submitted two projects to them. They told me they'd get back to me. One was a little more clean up there on the entryway of Storm Haven, and the other one was putting a group of individuals basically on 3000 South and Daniel Road, maybe 15 or 20 people with some garbage bags, and walk down both sides of the road and clean all the garbage up that blows out of the back of people's cars and don't get picked up. And so those were the two projects that I submitted to them. I would imagine that probably in the next week or two I will hear back from them, and I don't see why we couldn't do both of them, to be honest with you. Last year up to Storm Haven, I would figure we had 25 or 30 people show up there and participate for 3 or 4 hours up there, and I would anticipate that we'll see that again this year, and it wouldn't be too hard to split those groups up and kill two birds with one stone. And the farther down 3000 you get, the worse it gets. And I think that's because some of the
wind. So you should start at that end.
Well, we'll take that under advisement. So anyway, that's all I will report on at the present time. And Gary, we'll ask you.
I just like to comment on what Robin was talking about. He's been here a long time. Affordable housing in Wasatch County is, in my opinion, is a farce. Yeah. It is totally uncontrolled. You can't keep putting it on the taxpayers' pocket. The developers need to step up and do something, however you can do that. But as we know, Our state government is run by developers, and that's plain and simple. You can find that out anywhere you want. They're not hiding it at all. And if you want to see what's going to happen in Wasatch County, look at what's happened in Park City. And the same thing that happened in Park City is going to happen here eventually. I don't know if it's going to be 10 years or 5 years, but the people that are coming and doing the goods and services for the people here now had to move out of Park City because they couldn't afford to stay in Park City. So now we're looking at the same thing as Robert stated, multi-families living in homes, and there's a whole bunch of them in Wasatch County right now that are that very way. But that's the only way they can exist, you know, and keep doing the goods and services. So I listened to a report on the news the other day, and in California, the low-income housing in California right now for low-income starts at $550,000. And you know, we're right there now. I mean, they built all those new apartments on Daniel Road, and you know, and they, I've heard they started, you know, you might get one for 1,800, a single bedroom type thing, and as high as 3,000. We're looking at the wrong people as far as the ones that should be helping out with this affordable housing. It's not going to get better. It's definitely going to get worse, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. So I just wanted to comment on that. He left anyway.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, we'll go. We're going to skip agenda item number 8. Ryan is on vacation with his family. I excused him for tonight. Let's go to the planning report. And you got a copy of that? You want a copy of it? You can have mine. I have them on my phone, so you can take a gander at those. Eric, do you want to comment anything about on the planning report?
I think everything's on there. If anybody has any questions, while you're looking over that, I wanted to mention the BRIC grant is due this month. So our notice of intent has to go in this month, and then September is the cutoff. And so if we're pursuing the BRIC grant with FEMA, we need to action on that.
Good.
Just as a,
I did see that today, by
did you?
The way.
Okay.
Yeah, I got that, an email on that. So
okay.
Have to have it filed by the 30th.
Yeah. Yeah, notice of intent, the NOI. Everything else on there, I think everything is moving along. We've had a couple of the, like the ag buildings, they've came back and wanted electrical, and then they come back and wanted plumbing. So it's been a long process as they keep coming back, and we have to do that all again. But we've had two of them that's required that come back and wants a tap in there, wants water, and then also wants power. So both the roads and Mark Lloyd both those two.
The moratorium still in.
The moratorium's in place for
90, now 60 days.
60 more days.
For new construction.
Yeah.
Correct.
Remodels and stuff like that, you know, and permits that were still in under construction, they're still operational.
Right. And we're still moving applications forward. We're just not issuing permits.
You're able to turn in all your paperwork and everything.
Just can't start pounding any nails, digging in the dirt.
And once that adoption of the map is done, then we'll lift that moratorium. That's what's holding us up.
The map is what's holding
the zone
us up.
The zone map is the reason for the moratorium.
I'll make one comment here that I think is pretty funny. As people have found out that we put a 90-day moratorium on, the comments I'm getting are like, why didn't you put a 1 year on? And so I just kind of chuckle. I get more of that than
and
I do, when are you going to lift that thing? I'm getting more people saying, hey, could you put it on for 1 year? So
it's pretty crazy out there.
It just is what it is, right? Everybody has a difference of opinion. We just move forward and do the best we can do. So that's where we're at on that. Any comments? Any other questions? Eric, thank you.
One question. So on the roads electrical building, was that originally permitted with electrical? Or
no.
is this a redo?
That's an add-on.
Okay, so just want to make sure that's proper down that we're going through. And that's it.
Okay. Let's go to the Storm Haven and Daniel Water Systems. And I'm going to make a comment on this real quick, and then I'm going to turn anything over to Eric that he wants to say. I spent a little bit of time with Shelley the last couple of days, and what we're seeing is with all this heat and everything, about 50% of the meters that we read this month are all over. and so people are consuming a lot more water. And so just, I think that's nothing to be alarmed about. We're definitely handling everything fine. The water system is in good shape for the Daniel area. The Storm Haven water system services the 20 people up there, and it's, what is the number up there, 26?
28.
28. And it's handling that just fine. But there is the consumption and the usage is up a lot. And I had to laugh. Shelley said, you must have had your grandkids' splash pad out this last week, because the mayor had a pretty good water bill this month, which is okay. The mayor can pay his water bill, so I'm okay with that.
I'll send mine to you.
Anyway, Eric, any other thing you want to talk about?
We're maintaining 40 PSI on the Storm Haven system. The other one, this spring has slowed down a little. It's at 119 CFS, so it's slowed down a little bit. It was up at 124, once it was at 130, so it has slowed down quite a bit with the heat and lack of moisture.
That's typical in the summer.
That's typical. That's right.
Nothing to get alarmed about.
Yeah, it'll go down to 112 typically.
So 112 is usually the lowest it gets.
I think that's the lowest as long as I've been doing
it.
I don't know what it done prior.
Historically, but
yeah.
That's quite a long time, Eric.
Yeah, it is, actually. Okay. Are you saying I'm historic?
Roundabout way. But a good historic.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments about the water system?
So, one comment. So, I need to, but it was brought up to me again from the company that wanted to do the cleaning on the 800,000 gallon tank, and I didn't know, did we affirmatively say no, we weren't interested in doing that? Was that where we're at?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We don't want that done.
So, okay. I'll pass that on.
Tell me what that was.
They went and vacuumed the tank.
Okay.
Up there.
Yeah.
And it's about a $4,400 bill if you do that, but it's never been done since construction. So anyway, that's. I'll give them a firm no tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. When that first, we save a lot of debris, organics going into our tank, because when it first kicks on, it goes to bypass and everything goes down the line. And then once it clears out, then it kicks on after 3 minutes and starts filling the tank. So a lot of that initial sand and stuff you get when the well starts up is in the bypass, headed out, flushes away. So you can open the lid on our tank and you can see the bottom very clearly, very clean.
Okay.
Nice. Just a reminder that we have the ARP money and we have to have it under contract by the end of this calendar year. Just keep that in mind.
That's 137,000 we've talked about.
127,000.
So, Lisa, go ahead.
Oh yeah. No, my question is just regarding the bids. You guys were getting bids for fencing around the well up in Storm Haven. Just wondering if those came in.
I've seen one, and I'll give Aloha Fence a call tomorrow.
Okay.
And see where we're at on that. We're required to have two bids on that.
Okay.
So if I can get Aloha Fencing to give us a bid. I've got one from Simpson Fence already. And when I get this other one, we'll look at it. We may have to get another one. We'll see.
So is that chain link?
It is.
And it only has to cover the generator and the wellhead, is that correct?
Yep.
State, that's all they require, right?
Yeah, well, our instrumentation will be in that inside of there too.
Yeah,
that's where we'll assess the point. Our instrumentation is vulnerable.
That's hanging on that pole right there.
Yeah.
So we're talking 100 feet of fence or less, right?
Depending on what I don't know what the bid went out for.
Yeah, I walked through but with both of them. It's a lot more down at the Daniel Spring than it is up in Storm Haven. That fence going up into there, I can't remember the exact footage, but.
You mean at the Daniel, that they want us to fence that now?
Yeah. where Seuss's kids are riding their four-wheelers and stuff through the fence and that right there.
It'll go from the gate up to the hill is what we're looking at.
Oh, yeah, so you're not talking about the tank or anything?
No.
Let's say it's already done.
Yeah.
No more talk. They still think it's on the spring, because the spring is not fenced.
Above it, through all them, through all that old brush.
Well, it used to be fenced, and Ed Houston tore it all down. Do you remember that?
Yeah, we convinced the state at one point, well, there's a post here, and a post there, and one here, and one there, and that's, we'll just put some barbed wire up. I said, okay.
There might be a strand of barbed wire in there still, but if you can climb that hill and find it.
No way.
And tore it all down.
So we did get a variance for, and they only allow you two, and we took the two. And after that, there's no more variance allowed. They want you to fix it.
Right.
So we took the two variances we could get, and then that's expired, so.
We'll be looking at jerry-rigging a fence up on that upper half of that, too. A couple of strands of barbed wire.
I got some barbed wire.
I'll have you go pick the cheeseburgers up.
No.
You got a drone? We can put it up there with.
Anyway, appreciate everything. Appreciate everybody's work on all that. You know, it's amazing to me. I mean, I've been in the construction business for 30 years. Just the way the economy is right now, to get somebody to give you a bid, they're all busy. They're too busy working to give you a bid. So you have to stay on to get a bid. So that's good.
I just text a little hawk for you.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Let's go to the recorder's office warrants approval and announcements.
So there's two sets of warrants. There's a Part B because we met on the 1st and I hadn't gotten a few of the big bills. So obviously there's no payroll or anything like that. So for the most part, there's a Comcast bill that came in a little bit late, and the rest of it is pretty much Ardura. Heber Power and Light, we got theirs a little bit late, and then, oh, also the Express bill pay. So that was just the last half of
see you, Heber.
July, or I'm sorry, June. I wanted to make sure that we got Ardura paid because that was gonna be a big bill and I didn't wanna close out the year without getting that, and I got it at noon today. So that was super fun. Got to redo everything. I asked her for it last week.
Did the warrants include a bond payment this month?
I put that in the budget.
Yeah.
So I haven't gotten anything for a bond payment.
You haven't gotten it yet?
No, I haven't gotten anything.
We're watching for it. It should be coming.
Okay. But again, do you know what I mean? It's the 5th, so there was nothing in the mail. I checked it as I left today to make sure something hadn't come between the time I checked it and coming here. And
just be aware that it's
no, I know that.
You might want to include, you know, that being approved just when it comes.
So if I'm looking at this right, we paid the bond payment August 6th, and we're not there yet. I mean, what does the X's mean on the sheet?
That means it's already paid.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm looking here at 8. Oh, excuse me. I was looking at 24. It's 23.
Yeah.
Okay.
Year 2023.
Yeah.
And there's two different time frames. One is due in August and one in
January.
So
two separate bonds.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But I get a notice from both Polaris and from the state on those, make sure they make it in.
So the way I see it, it's an 8-6-24 and an 8-6-25, is that correct?
Yes. That's when they're supposed to issue.
Right.
They give us 30 days to pay it.
Okay, so we're looking at a balance here as of the 6th of this year of around...
That's in your budget.
$598,000, is that correct?
Evidently, yes. They printed that right off of the amortization.
Thanks for digging that up, Kim.
Oh, you're welcome. I didn't know how to print that one, but...
It's perfect.
I know
that's
how
the question
now.
We've heard a lot of, so...
Yeah, and it... We worked on it for an hour today, and she could not include that in the report. So if you want, I'll just include that when I do the warrants that have that on it, so you can see that going down.
Okay. All righty, if any other questions, call for a motion.
Do you want to go over July? Those are all just our regular bills. There's nothing out of the ordinary.
Where's July?
So there's four pages. So the first two are Part B, the second two are July.
Yep. I feel like I'm in an advantage. I've looked at all this for a while.
If you want it, you can control the purse strings.
Are you saying I have a purse?
Excuse me, Stacy. Excuse me.
A man back.
I'll make a motion that we accept the warrants for June and July.
Okay. Call for a second.
I'll second that.
Okay. Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Corey, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay. Let's go to approval of meeting minutes for June 3rd, 2024, and July 1st, 2024.
And I apologize, I don't have the July ones with me, the June ones you have in there. And I included what was discussed in that meeting as far as the budget. That's why it's so long.
Okay, so, well, you look through it and see if you got any questions. Have you, okay.
So just accept it as for the month June.
Not July.
Correct.
Because we haven't seen,
right, haven't seen, yeah,
July. I mean, I've seen him, but we haven't got a copy of it here, so we're going to do it for June. So make a motion. Call for a motion.
I would make a motion that we accept the approval of the minutes for the month of July only.
No,
June. I mean June, excuse me. Yeah, June only.
Okay, do I have a second?
Can I just specify that's the June 3rd meeting minutes, not for the month of June, but that meeting? Then I'll second that.
Okay. Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Oh, man. You're down to three, so you all have to vote. There it doesn't pass. Well, good job.
Oh, I
down to three. It's all on five.
Barely have enough. Have okay. From here on out.
Let's see, that was 12.
13.
We're not doing 13 to 9. So let's. I'll call for a motion on agenda item number 14.
Make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Call for a second.
I second that.
Okay. Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Bennett, yes.
The meeting is adjourned at 7:20.
7:24.
24?
Yep.